You're listening to WNIN-FM. I'm Cass Harrington, and we're flipping open this week's Arts Notebook with Roger McBain. He's the arts and entertainment writer for the Courier and Press. Hello, Roger.
It's good to be here.
Good to have you. And I couldn't help but take a peek at the weekend lineup, and it sounds like the setup for a joke.
Well, okay, I guess we're starting off with the psychedelic Much Ado About Nothing.
Psychedelic.
Yeah. The Evansville Shakespeare Group, which puts on an annual Shakespeare in the Park production, is doing Much Ado About Nothing this year, but they're taking it to 1967.
Groovy.
They're putting a tie-dyed twist into Elizabethan romantic comedy outside of the pagoda.
And kids are performing this, I'm assuming.
Some of them are kids. Some of them are high school students. Some of them are longtime community players. Some of them, there's a veteran of community theater who's playing one of the roles there, who's been doing it since I've been here, 29 years, I know. But they've been rehearsing outside in the great weather lately, and they're going to have tie-dyed costumes, and they're going to have some Joni Mitchell music, and I think I saw a hookah out there.
Tell them a hookah. Oh my gosh.
So I don't know what that portends, but that's going to be playing tonight, Saturday, and Sunday on
all
the
right.
Riverfront. If it rains, it'll go to the Dalto studio, and you can read about how to get to that if that
so
becomes
Shakespeare
necessary.
Shakespeare in the Flower Power era.
Right.
So, and it's another busy weekend in New Harmony this time around.
Yeah, they're wrapping up their capstone celebrations for the bicentennial of New Harmony. And there are going to be lots of speeches. There's going to be a parade. There's art. There's a service. And there's going to be the world premiere of some new variations on a harmonist hymn by Philip Hageman, who is a Mount Vernon native, composer, conductor, who's lived in New York for 30 years, I guess, at least now, but comes back for this event. And so they've translated an early 19th century German hymn and English. He's revised the words a little bit, changed year to day to make it rhyme.
So a little time traveling going on this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, and for my fellow sons and daughters of the Commonwealth, or just for anyone who likes bluegrass, it's Bluegrass in the Park in Henderson this weekend.
Yeah, that's Friday and Saturday in Audubon Mill Park in Henderson. And there's going to be lots of bluegrass bands out there playing throughout the day and into the evening, and children's activities and lots of other things. You can read all about that.
And pole vaulters on the other side of the park.
That's amazing. Yeah, I was there one year and watched them. They're right out in the street.
And, well, here's the one I'm most looking forward to. So Saturday, a rabbi, an imam, and a priest walk into a comedy club.
Yeah, well, actually, they're going to walk into an auditorium. I think that's the Victory, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that is the Rabbi Bob Alper, Muhammad Amer, and the Reverend Jennifer Monroe Nathan, I believe her name is. And that's an interfaith comedy event. It'd be interesting to see what kind of comedy they come up with in these tense times.
So a little less preaching, a little more comedy.
Yeah.
Well, and finally, for those wanting to keep the entertainment local, Evansville Speaks. What's that, Roger?
This apparently is, and I haven't seen it, it's an outgrowth of the Moth Story Hour.
Which is a public radio program.
Yeah, on public radio. And this is going to be 7 p.m. August 14th, which is next Thursday, I believe, at Wesselman Nature Center. So that'll be local people telling local stories, I guess.
A story slam.
Yeah.
If you were to go up there and tell a story, what kind of essay would you share?
Oh, I can't tell my best stories.
No?
Not to the public.
There you go. We could do a private story slam.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Roger, for joining me.
Thank you.
That's what's on tap for the weekend, brought to you by Roger McBain from the Courier and Press. You can read more about these and other events in the Evansville Courier and Press or online, courierandpress.com.